You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Sunday, the government announced that record keeping for busy businesses and large events will be mandatory at all alert levels. The aim is for this mandate to lessen the load on the COVID-19 contact tracers. The policy will apply at busy places like cafes, restaurants, healthcare facilities, gyms, social service providers and government agencies. However, it will not be mandatory at supermarkets and other retail outlets. Record keeping does not mean that you have to have the COVID tracer app. There will be an option at these businesses and events to write down your details at the location. I spoke to Dr. Andrew Chen, who is a research fellow at COI2, which is the Centre for Informed Futures at the University of Auckland, about the mandate and some of the technical concerns around it. COI2 is a think tank and research centre that generates knowledge and tools to address national and global challenges. I began by asking Andrew to explain his position on the new mandate.
Yeah, what we know from the Delta variant of the virus is that speed is the enemy. We need to be able to do contact tracing as quickly as we possibly can. And we know that record keeping, whether that's through here's a COVID tracer or through pen and paper or another means, does help speed up the process for the contact tracers. And so it's really a small thing that we can all do to try and make sure that in the unfortunate event that one of us, you know, or our friends or family get COVID-19, that we'll be able to cut off the chain of transmission quickly.
Let's just talk about some of the technicalities of this mandate. So it is record keeping and scanning for large business and events, and this means that supermarkets and other retail outlets are exempt. Is this good enough with the Delta variant being as transmissible as it is?
I certainly think that supermarkets should be included. I can see a case for retail outlets where you might not have too many customers in the facility at the same time to maybe be exempt. Where it is not mandatory, it certainly should be mandatory for people to be wearing masks at least. And I think that was some of the government's logic, was that these are venues where people can wear masks, whereas cafes, restaurants and bars, it's not practical for people to wear masks, and therefore they should do mandatory record keeping in those environments. I do think that it should be a both rather than an either-or sort of situation where possible, and certainly I would say that the supermarkets have the systems already in place to be able to support mandatory record keeping.
And talking about record keeping, this means that you don't have to have the COVID tracer app in order to say that you've been somewhere. The outlets are going to be having handwritten record keeping. Is this also good enough?
So we know that about 20% of the adult population in New Zealand is digitally excluded, which means they either don't have access to something like a smartphone or they don't have the sufficient skills to use it well enough. And so there will be substantial numbers of people who will still need to rely on pen and paper. It's not as good as the app because the app provides the data in a digital format that we can send to the contact tracers easily. But the pen and paper is still better than nothing. So it's important that people do the pen and paper where they can. I think it's also important that businesses, where they can, use a ballot box format where people are dropping their details into a box rather than having their details on a piece of paper that anybody can see. That'll help protect the privacy of those individuals a little bit more.
Because that was something I wanted to talk about as well. Are they talking about it being a list at the door or, yeah, as you said, dropping something in a ballot, or it'll be on a menu and you have to tear something off and pop it in a box? I just suppose, how do they make a sort of consistent record keeping when it comes to doing it in a handwritten way?
Yeah, the requirement is that those individuals will need to put their name, some form of contact detail, and a time to say that that was when they came to the place. So whether that then becomes a register on a clipboard or pieces of paper that go into a box, it doesn't really matter because it'll still be processed by humans at the end of the day. The scenario really is somebody tests positive for COVID-19, the contact tracers realize that they've been to a particular place, they go to that place and they ask for all of the records that they've got. And they'll just be read by humans. So whatever we can do to make that easier and faster will be good for containing the outbreak.
Now, just finally, I want to talk about how it's possible to make something like this mandatory. I know overseas and here in New Zealand, we've seen people not necessarily be happy with having to wear masks on public transport. How are we going to make sure that there is widespread commitment to keeping record of where you've been?
Yeah, in my opinion, New Zealanders typically follow the rules when we know that it is a rule that we have to follow. So when the government says that it's going to be mandatory, that sends a pretty clear signal that it's important enough that the government's going to put some rules around it. And I think most of us will do it. We saw this with face masks on public transport, where even though it wasn't really enforced, most people still did it because they understood the logic for why it needed to be done, and they understood that they all had to play their part. I think that in practical terms, it's not very easy to enforce record keeping. For one thing, somebody can say that they did a scan and it's very hard to prove that they did a scan. For another thing, people who really don't want to do it will insist on not doing it, and I wouldn't want any retail staff member to have to bear the brunt of that person choosing not to follow the rules. But even with an unenforced mandate, I would expect that 60 or 70% of the population would be more than happy to comply. If we can get to 60% of the population participating in digital contact tracing, that would make a huge difference for the contact tracers.
That was Dr. Andrew Chen, who is a research fellow for COI2, which is the Centre for Informed Futures at the University of Auckland, speaking about the government's record-keeping mandate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.